This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Tuesday, are you excited? It's debate night tonight. Why are you shaking your head already, Chris? You know what? Whatever. We'll get to Chris in a moment. 3 hours from now, the debate, the Trump dome debate comes. And I'm so hopeful about it that I'm sure I'm just going to be devastated. But obviously, we'll talk a little bit about the debate tonight, how the campaign's going. What are we going to do? Take 3 hours previewing the debate? Trump's going to debate an idiot. We'll see how it goes. There's your debate preview. But we'll talk about it, yes. Remember the whole Haitians are eating pets story? Pets are being tortured and sacrificed in Queens. Remember all these stories? Talked about them yesterday? Well, you're getting an incredible example of how the left responds to right-wing ops. We've been doing a lot of talk about this recently. And we're going to expand on that today. You'll see the difference in the two sides. So we'll discuss that. How governments are working against us by having their institutions seized by the commies. That'll always be fun. A little bit about Afghanistan. Kamala Harris apparently copied and pasted her new her campaign positions. And there was a crash on a runway. All that great news out of school boards and so much more. Oh, and before I forget, former Trump guy Sean Spicer joins us halfway through next hour. He's just one of these really sharp political people. Going to talk to him about the debate and other things, but specifically about the debate. What does he want to see? What doesn't he want to see? All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, we need to have a talk here because you're seeing something today and that the two different ops run by the two different sides happened virtually back to back. Just because of that, I knew I had to have this talk again today because we had to have a talk. And we had to be introspective. We have to be introspective at all times, figuring out what we're doing, what we're not doing, what works against the communists, what doesn't work. We have to find and work out our flaws, all right? So to recap, for those of you who are just now joining us or for those who may have forgotten, there are constant ops operations being run against you. I say against you, but on you is a way I should put it. Why would I put it that way? Because advertising is an op. It is. When Pizza Hut
sets aside $1 million, and I'm sure it's a lot more than that, but when Pizza Hut sets aside $1 million for an advertising campaign, advertising their new cheese sticks. I don't even know if they have cheese sticks, but Pizza Hut's cheese sticks. Hey, we got these new cheese sticks. We need $1 million. All right, let's spend this $1 million. And what will they do? Well, they'll obviously be on TV commercials when you're watching football, Saturday, Sunday, whatever. And there's a TV commercial. Ooh, look at those succulent cheese sticks. Those look good. Should we order it? That's an op. You get onto your phone and you're looking up something on Facebook. Whoa, Pizza Hut's cheese sticks. Look at that. I think, you know, honey, how about Pizza Hut? It's an op. It's an operation. It's a PR campaign, a media campaign. That's an op. Designed for what? Designed to manipulate you to the point you will act on something the way they want you to act. They want to get you craving Pizza Hut's cheese sticks, so you will pick up the phone, or more specifically these days, just get on your little DoorDash or whatever you use and get some pizza delivered to you. It's an op. It's an operation. That's an op. When you see a singer, let's say an actor or a singer, somebody you haven't heard from in a while, and out of the blue, you'll read five different articles in five different publications about this person. You wake up one day, the New York Post, we'll make it about George Clooney. You wake up one day, the New York Post has an article about George Clooney, someone he's dating or something dumb. Then the Hollywood Reporter has an article about George Clooney. And within a couple of days, the New York Times has a profile on George Clooney. You turn into TV that night and you see George Clooney has been booked on one of the late night comedy shows, Stephen Colbert, even though I wouldn't call that comedy. What are you seeing? That's a PR campaign. That's an op. He hired a public relations company. They planted stories in multiple publications and got him booked on Stephen Colbert. Why? To manipulate you, to influence you in some way, to want to consume more George Clooney. Lo and behold, a week later, he's got a new movie coming out and you're interested in it. That's an op. It's an operation. That's how it works. It works on all of us. It's effective. It's effective, right? It happens in politics all the time. And here is the problem. When it happens in politics, it can be more difficult to recognize. And here's why. You are more emotionally invested in politics. You have beliefs. You believe you are right. You believe the other side is wrong. You are entrenched in your beliefs. And because you feel strongly about it, because it tugs on you emotionally, ops are harder to see in politics. Let's be honest. Everybody, even Chris, can recognize a Pizza Hut ad campaign, even if it works on him, even if he logs in and looks at their kosher menu, he understands an op was run against him, that Pizza Hut paid for that ad. But in politics, it can be much, much more difficult to see. What's the left-wing op that was recently run? I should note that I have inside info I'll give you on that op in a moment. The left-wing op that was recently run. Chris, grab the audio of Garland and Ray talking about the Russia stuff, if you don't mind. The left-wing op that was recently run was Russia. Now, we have to explain this, and I'm going to do a long explanation on this because it's going to tie in a bunch of different ways, so just stay with me for a few minutes, if you will. Remember how the Russian stuff began. Russia in the news, Russian Republicans, Russian asset, Russian disinformation. These stories from Russia. Well, it began with Barack Obama. Barack Obama began running against Donald Trump. Even though Trump wasn't running against him, Obama was president. Trump was the Republican nominee. Trump, he sent the FBI after Donald Trump with accusations of Trump being a Russian asset. And Russia, Trump tweeted this publicly, the FBI wiretapped his phones in Trump Tower. That was courtesy of Barack Obama. That was under the orders of Barack Obama. So that's where it began. And then Hillary Clinton runs the Russian campaign. Everyone remembers her on the stage saying, what ties does he have to Russia? He loves Putin. Russia this, Russia that. Well, Hillary Clinton She also went out and hired a disgraced intelligence operative, a foreign intelligence operative by the name of Christopher Steele. Christopher Steele, who also happened to work with the FBI. Christopher Steele put together a dossier of all kinds of debunked fake information. I should note, we know that now. That's all come out. Even Democrats have had to acknowledge it. It was all fake, but it showed Donald Trump was this Russian agent. And Hillary Clinton took the dossier that was created by the FBI informant and turned it into the FBI, and the FBI ran with it. Man, these Russians, oh, they are super involved. Russia, Russia, Russia. And thus they began to build for your liberal Aunt Peggy the world of make-believe in which she resides. Have you ever seen a movie set? If you haven't seen one in person, you've seen one in the movies or in a TV show. You know what a movie set looks like. That living room isn't really a living room. It's some walls and some fake flowers. The world of make-believe your liberal Aunt Peggy lives in, I want you to think of it in that way. And I want you, right now we're just focusing on Russia. She's standing in a room. It's an empty parking lot. And then, courtesy of Barack Obama, the FBI, Hillary Clinton, the media, as she's standing there in the parking lot, they begin construction all around her. They're building a floor. They're building walls, couches. They're putting in fake plants. What are they building? A fake Republicans are Russians world of make-believe for her. And if she doesn't catch on or doesn't want to catch on, she will eventually get to where she is today. After years and years and years of Democrat / FBI / media social conditioning, she's still standing in the same parking lot, but she looks around and she sees a living room. A Republicans or Russians living room. A living room of make-believe that has been created for her. Now, she sees Russians and she's ready to see Russians anywhere. I'm going to continue on this. It's going to take a few minutes to go through the two different ops that are running back to back right now. But it's fascinating. It helps us learn how to think about this. I wanted to read this for you. Guy calls me Your Eminence. I've written you before. I'm a powerline construction helicopter pilot in my late 40s. I just started my male vitality stack from chalk along with lip powder, and I have a question for you. Do you find yourself running circles around men 20 years younger than you when you first started this stuff? What have you gotten me into? He says, I have turned into an absolute beast in just a couple days. The linemen working with me, who are all in their mid-20s, are scurrying around out of fear they anger me. I have threatened to leave them in the LZ and do all the flying and fixing myself if they don't step up their game. This stuff is amazing. I can't wait to see what I'm like in 30 days or even 90. Great work, El Sombrero. I keep telling you, I keep reading these emails. That's a real email. Shoot, I almost held up his email address to the camera. That's a real email. I get these all the time. Gentlemen, you want your life to change. You want to be running around like a beast at 50, 40? Go get a male vitality stack in your veins. CHOQ.com. Natural herbal supplements. Gosh, you're going to be a new man. Chuck.com. Promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. It's debate night coming up just a couple hours, 2.5 or so hours from now, and I'm excited. Remember, if you want to email the show, you can, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Right now, we're discussing ops by each side because we just recently had an op by each side. One side's doing it right, the other side's doing it wrong. So we're discussing the history of Russia, 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 and from Barack Obama to Hillary Clinton, the FBI participates, and what they do is, to the American Democrat, they create a world of make-believe around them. So they feel like they're living in the real world. When your liberal Aunt Peggy screams that Trump works for Russia, even though it's all already been disproven and debunked, she believes it. Why do they do it? Well, a variety of reasons. But one of the main reasons is the communists create idols, good ones and bad ones. They create idols you should hate and idols you should worship. And once they create an idol you should hate, you should be threatened by, once they've conditioned you to be afraid of that, then they can go back to that conditioning over and over and over again. That's what you see with Democrats when it comes to the country of Russia. If my kids, let's say I didn't want my sons to play outside, and I convinced my sons that they're allergic to bee stings. They're not allergic to bee stings, but I convinced them that they're allergic to bee stings. And let's say they want to go out back. They want to get dirty with their friends. They want to play. And I'm trying to find a reason to keep them in. No, boys, it's too hot. Dad, we don't care. We'll bring water. No, there's lightning. No, I could come up with a million reasons. But if I've beaten it into their heads through conditioning over and over and over again, you're allergic to bees, you're allergic to bees, you're allergic to bees, then if I want to manipulate them to get them to do what I want to do, I don't have to tell them it's hot outside. I just say, I wouldn't. There's a swarm of bees. Just saw them this morning. They're flying around out there stinging everything. And now that I've conditioned them in that way, that will work. The same thing works with your liberal Aunt Peggy when it comes to Russia. You roll your eyes at the latest Russia op, whatever it is. But liberal Aunt Peggy, through year after year after year of social conditioning, she now lives in mortal fear of Russians. She doesn't know why. She lives in mortal fear that Republicans, specifically Trump, coordinate and communicate with Russians at all times. She can't lay out any details there, but she knows she's been programmed that way. Now, after years of social conditioning, right before early voting happens to start, the same DOJ and FBI who've been operating politically for a decade, more than a decade, but we'll narrow it down to a decade, the same DOJ, FBI who've been doing that, they roll this out at the start of early voting.
The American people are entitled to know when a foreign power is attempting to exploit our country's free exchange of ideas in order to send around its own propaganda. And that is what we alleged happened in this case.
So whether it's China, Iran, Russia, or any other country, attempts to meddle in our elections or destabilize our free and open society represent attacks on our democracy. And as long as foreign adversaries keep engaging in these hostile influence campaigns, they're going to keep running into the FBI.
You want the latest and greatest or worse on that? You remember the first night I talked to you about this? Was it last night or last week? I forget. But we talked about how this is a left-wing op, and it's an op being run by the DOJ and the FBI. It's all about the election. Has nothing to do with the Russians. You know how I came on the air and said that? Well, we do have some sources on that show. After all, I'm a journalist.
It's Journalist Jesse.
No, but in all seriousness, we do have sources now. From inside the belly of the beast, had one reach out to me privately and inform me, hey, Jesse, you know how you were saying it's an op? Yeah, here's your confirmation. It's an op. They released the Russian indictment info in time for early voting on purpose. And here's another one. Chris, go ahead and write this one down. There are more indictments coming as we lead up to the election. They didn't roll them all out at once. They saved some so they can continue to roll out these very official-looking indictments leading up to the election. And miraculously, all the indictments point to right-wingers being part of Russian collusion. You see, that's why they condition your liberal Aunt Peggy the way they condition her. Once they have her programmed to believe Republicans are Russians, once I have my boys programmed to believe they're allergic to bee stings, I can use that programming for my own goals whenever I please. Now that liberal Aunt Peggy believes Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump swap text messages day by day to end democracy, even though liberal Aunt Peggy doesn't even know what that means, now that she believes that, that false belief, that belief in something that is not real, can be and will be exploited at every turn. That's how they create this world of make-believe. And that brings us to what we talked about already, the op portion of what I just described, the Russian stuff. And then the Haitians eating dogs, right-wing op, how that's going, how they are responding compared to how we are responding. That's what we will dig into next. Their response versus our response. Let's learn. Before we do that, let's talk about this. Let's talk about the fact that people somehow in this world, in civilized countries, still live under threat of rocket attack all the time. Have you ever seen the rockets Hamas creates? You ever seen how they do it? You know, they take the water lines, the water pipes they're given, and instead of putting into place a way for their people to get clean water, they saw them off and create rocket launchers with them. Did you know that? And if you're in Israel, that's what you live with every day, knowing that a waterline-based rocket might land in your lap. So who's there helping these people? The IFCJ is the one they're helping. They're the ones helping the victims of October 7th, creating the bomb shelters, getting emergency food where it's needed, armored ambulances, you name it. That's what you support when you support the IFCJ. And that's why I want you to go to supportifcj.org to stand in solidarity with the Jewish people. Supportifcj.org. We'll be back.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so?
Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday debate night. What a night it's going to be. We got Sean Spicer coming up to give us a little debate preview about an hour from now. We're talking about how we should operate, how they operate when it comes to ops being run against us, propaganda campaigns, if you want to put it a different way. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download it on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Now, back to the Russian op. I just laid it all out. I'm not going to lay it all out again. The DOJ, FBI, they get up and they say, well, man, these Russians, looks like they're involved in another election. We have We have appointed Lisa Monaco, the Obama communist, I should point out. Lisa Monaco's heading up this indictment. Man, there's a lot of Russian money floating around here. And what did you see the response was from the right? Granted, many, I would even say most, said, no, come on. Wait, this doesn't add up. Hold on. But it was by no means all of them. You could point to pundit after pundit after pundit jumping on board with the communists. I just laid out why it's an obvious op, an op years in the making. And yet right-wing pundit, radio, TV, online, even politicians chose to give validity to the op by participating in it. I always knew that guy was a Russian. Oh, man, this indictment looks bad. They would never lie. Over and over and over again. Thus giving their op more legs and creating confusion in the mind of Norm, in Norma. That's what happens, you see. When they're doing an op, they're trying to create momentum in a direction always against you. Remember, you have to beat that into your head. It doesn't matter the validity of their op, the accuracy of it. It doesn't matter how much you hate the target of their op. Their op is designed to attack you, to attack your culture, to attack your country, to attack your values. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get a ball rolling. They're trying to create momentum. And when we jump on board with it in any way, we get the ball rolling faster. We get it going down the hill. We give them the momentum they need. And I'm bringing up the Russian stuff, but I could point to op after op after op after op that has been done in my lifetime against you. And I could point to pundit after politician after pundit after politician on the right who will participate wholeheartedly in the op. Either it's out of cowardice. I hope the communists like me. Maybe it's naivete. Maybe they're secretly working for the other side. I don't know what it is. It's probably a variety of reasons. I don't like to make these all-encompassing statements. But from George Floyd to COVID, better get vaccinated. Remember Nicholas Sandman, the high school student? When they said he was laughing in the face of some Indian who was pounding a drum in his face in Washington, D.C., it turns out the kid was just standing there and the Indian approached him and the Indian turned out to be a left-wing activist. But in the 24-hour news cycle, when the left was creating a communist op to make the right look like a bunch of racists who hated Indians, how many people on the right did you say? Well, I mean, he was laughing in his face. I'm not really comfortable with that. Look at this guy. He's laughing in his face. Hey, we have to be better than them. Op after op after op after op. It's not unique to Russia or Floyd or anything. The right feels this need to create the momentum for the communists. It floors me. Floors me how often I see this. And now, let's talk about our op and how they've responded. You see, Democrats, they opened up the border on purpose. You know this by now. They have flooded the country with immigration, both legal and illegal. They have flooded this country with millions and millions and millions of foreigners in just 3.5 years, creating crime, poverty, disease, wrecking the jobs market, the housing market, gobbling up all the welfare benefits, just chewing through every bit of this country they possibly can. And you're angry about that. The average American is angry about that, and Democrats know that. And then we get this story. The story that's really, really bad. You have this small town, Springfield, Ohio, that has been completely remade because the federal government took tens of thousands of Haitians and just flew them into this tiny town and just destroyed it. And now the word is, you remember we talked about it yesterday, the word is they're eating people's pets. Some dude showed up at a city council meeting. We played the audio for you last night. Said they're eating the ducks in the park. It looks terrible. And the right spent yesterday running with that op. It was an op too. Remember, ops aren't all bad or negative or lies. the right ran with the up. Hey, we're mad about illegal immigration. Democrats did it to you. Here's a town, Springfield, Ohio. They are falling victim to this. It was an op against Democrats, against their open borders policies. Now, how did they react? How did the left react? It's been 24, 48 hours. I will ask you a question I've asked before. Name me one. I'm not even asking for two, let alone 10. Name for me one Democrat pundit on whatever, television, online. I don't even care if it's a significant blogger, radio. Name me one Democrat in the United States of America, whether it be media operative or actual elected politician, who chose to participate in the right wing op. Chris? No, you do this for a living. Chris goes through more news than anybody. Chris, I'm right here on live on the air. Please, name. Oh, you don't have any names, do you, Chris? Didn't see any of that, did you? Not one. Not a single one came out and said even something benign, even something along the lines of, well, you know, I guess it's really probably not good that this small town is suffering so much from what's going on. I guess it's not good that American citizens are suffering. Even something completely benign like that, you can't find one who will do it. And you can be mad about that, or you can do this thing the right loves to do and claim virtue from that. Yeah, Jesse, and that's why we're better than them, because they won't call out their bad behavior, but we will. In fact, I do it all the time. I hall monitor everyone on the right to make sure everyone is perfect and virtuous. And you can pat yourself on the back all day long if you do that. Congratulations. But I'm here to tell you the overall, the 30,000 foot view of this, the overall effect of this is the culture only moves one direction, left. They will all of them will try to get their ball moving forward on their left wing ops. Half of our pundits will try to get their ball moving forward on their ops. When we try to get a ball moving forward, they will all lock shields against it, and we will even have people on our side. Well, we have to make sure of the accuracy of this. Every single minute today, I've seen stuff like this. This is Maxine Waters.
Nations have been the victims of, not only our country, but Canada and France for years, historically. They're black, they're poor. It's the poorest country in the hemisphere. They have been exploited, and it continues all the time. They are not, it does not appear that they are seen in the same way that they see others. Haitians have been the victims because they were the first country to fight off, the repression of France. And of course, France have made them pay a big price for it. Yes, I think they're treated
locking shields. Let's expose that locking shields a little bit more. Next.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on debate night. I am so excited for debate night. We're going to get to debates probably 10 minutes from now. We'll start digging into some of the debate stuff and Dome, and we'll do some emails. I'm just finishing up my thought on from the left, the communists, their response to the right-wing op. The Haitians are eating the cat's op. Headline, Springfield city officials refute viral migrant claims amplified by J.D. Vance and other top Republicans. This one's from The Hill. Vance fires back at criticism over Haitian pet-eating online conspiracy theory. Maxine Waters goes on television, starts praising the Haitians.
Haitians have been the victims of, not only our country, but Canada and France for years, historically. They're black.
Eric Swalwell today in a hearing from the GOP, again, locks shields against the op.
What in the hell is this? The chairman tweets, protect our ducks and kittens in Ohio because he goes some down. goes down some crazy rabbit hole, completely debunked that aliens are eating pets?
Not completely debunked at all. But you notice how they respond in unison to right-wing ops. Remember, Chris, grab that Dome clip. Remember, Dome is on camera. The Biden administration bragged about the fact they're bringing in 30,000 a month on purpose.
Starting with our administration, we gave TPS, temporary protected status, to Haitian migrants, 55,000. And then more recently, we extended temporary protected status to over 100,000 Haitian migrants for that very reason, that they need support, they need protection.
Yeah. We have testimony like this. This is from a Tyler Oliveira outside of an Ohio benefits office. Listen to this.
Do you think the town's taking care of their local residents that were here first and foremost?
Oh, no. Hell no. I've been trying to get a medical, just a simple Medicaid card since June. They took me off of, I'm a vet. They took me off of the disability and made me start paying for my own disability. They so backed up in there. They didn't ask me for the same information 3 times, and I didn't gave it to them 3 times, and they still sending me the same letters. So it's frustrating.
What do you think the split is between new Haitians that have come in here and
Springfieldian OGs, if you will?
I don't know too much about all.
Observationally, what have you seen?
9 to 1 easy.
9 to 1?
Yeah, it seems like for most part.
9 to 1. The federal government brought them into the country. They're pillaging America's cities. Republicans run an op against it. Not a single Democrat politician or media pundit chose to take part in that right-wing op. And the result of that will be it will fade quicker than it would have otherwise. The momentum will not be as great for this op as it could have been. Why? Because they didn't help us out. Because they quickly recognize a right-wing op and they decide to do everything in their power to stop it. My frustration is not with them. It's not with the media. My frustration is with our side, with how willing we are to help them with their plans. And I know the reasons, they're complicated. There are a lot of reasons. It'll depend from person to person. Maybe if you're a person who does this, participates in the op, maybe you're just incredibly naive and you don't understand what's happening around you. You don't understand that it's an op. You don't understand it's designed to destroy you. There are naive people out there. Maybe you're just naive. Maybe you feel like it's the Christian thing to do. Well, I mean, it doesn't matter that they're evil demons. I'm supposed to turn the other cheek and help them. Maybe you think that. Maybe you're afraid. It can be so intimidating for most people to voice opposition to what the system is telling them at any given time. Maybe you're afraid. Maybe if you're one of the people who does this, you're jealous. Never dismiss the most base human emotion of jealousy, of envy. If you're one of these people on the right, whatever you are, a writer, radio, whatever, TV, whatever you happen to do, maybe there's someone on the right who you have an axe to grind with. Maybe it's even a legitimate axe. Maybe he made out with your girlfriend. Maybe he got the TV gig you actually wanted. And you see an opportunity to jump on him because, yeah, now he's accused of being a Russian. Get him. I don't know what all the reasons are, but I know we have to stop participating in their ops. I'm not telling you have to be like them. I'm not. I'm not telling you that you have to participate in a right-wing op you're not comfortable with. If you see an op that's an attack on the communists, I'm not telling you to participate, to jump on board. I don't do that. I don't do that. But I also never, ever, 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 ever try to stop ours. Because if I do that, if I dedicate my time to hall monitoring my own side, well, not that, ooh, not him, ooh, that makes me feel icky, ooh, that's too far, guys. If I dedicate my time to henpecking and hall monitoring my own side, the end result is the culture only moves left because they don't do it to their side. You cannot have a winning cultural movement if you will constantly aid the enemy when he's running it up. It doesn't work that way. We cannot possibly win that way. Ever. All right. Enough of that. Let's start talking about the debate. Well, at least a little debate preview. Because Dome is really out there digging in, let me tell you.
She has closely studied the former president's past six debate performances. She's also been sort of entrenched in these briefing papers going over the former president's past comments, as well as the ways that he has insulted her, so she can be prepared to respond to that. She's engaged in these mock debates with a stand-in for the former president, and she's had conversations with Hillary Clinton and President Biden, who both extensively have knowledge of debating the former president.
You know, I don't claim to have a lot of money, but I would pay everything I'm worth to have a videotape of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden doing debate prep together. What would you give to see that? Anyway, let's talk about Dome and the debate. Hang on.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.